Women lack confidence to hunt down their dream job, says the headline in the Daily Mail article on page 3 of this morning's newspaper. The article focusing on the women in this survey, but it's one that's kind of come out of a general Irish worker survey that says 6 in 10 regret not chasing their dream role. Now, we'll get to that in a second, but out of that, a quarter of those who missed out on their dream career put it down to a lack of confidence, and 83% of those were women. So women more than men lacked confidence, or put it down to confidence not achieving your dream job in life.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think confidence definitely is one part of it. But you know what as well, I think for women, we're very practical creatures at the back of it too.
No doubt.
You know, like even if I were to like, you know, talk to some of, a lot of my friends are kind of in the same kind of career, like say a lot of my friends are teaching and things like that. And it's very practical in terms of, you know, what they might want in life and, you know, time off and all the rest. And, you know, if they want to have a family and all that kind of thing. So I think that there's definitely an element of practicality that comes with that.
Yeah.
But also, I suppose the confidence definitely does play a role. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's an interesting point. Like, did you go for a career that made the most sense, exactly, from a practicality point of view? Maybe practicality and confidence are probably two different things. Obviously, different factors come into play with different careers. It's curious, though, that 6 in 10 Irish workers regret not chasing their dream role.
Yeah.
Have I chased my dream role? I didn't want, like, I never intended to be a radio presenter,
yeah.
I suppose. I wanted to work in the music industry.
Yeah.
I just got into radio very accidentally.
Yeah.
Stuck with it. Here I am 20 years later. So I'm one of those 6 in 10, I suppose, am I? I didn't chase down the dream.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And like, did you ever have any other, like, would you say that that was always what you wanted to do, like working in the music industry?
From the time I was a young teenager, like when you're a kid, you want to be a soccer player. And then like you find out what you actually want to do when you're a teenager. So that was music.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden one day somebody goes, well, we'll pay you to read the sport. Okay, I'll do that instead.
Yeah, well, I suppose like you probably went down that road kind of on a path of like working within music and working within that kind of field, broadly speaking.
Exactly. It's not a million miles away from the industry that I wanted to go into, I suppose. Did you chase your dream?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely, you know, I'm on the path anyway. I'm in the field. I was going around with a camcorder when I was young and making Rice Krispie buns and pretending to present programmes and all the rest.
Oh,
like,
good,
you know, definitely I was one of those kind of kids. But
God, you're an influencer before influencers existed.
And you know, like, I probably haven't made Rice Krispie buns since. But I think it's gas. Like, as you said, every young child wants to be, you were saying, a soccer player is what you wanted to be. I wanted to be a ballerina. I used to be leaping and hopping around the place and living my best life.
But I'm very jealous of those people who, from the age of 4 or 5, they know what they want to do and then they go and do it.
Yeah.
Obviously ability comes into it if it's a soccer player or a dancer or something like that. But it's interesting. You can let us know on the text line this morning. Are you in your dream role, in the job that you've always wanted to do? If not, what did you put it down to? Is it that lack of confidence that's reported in the paper this morning? Or was it more for practical reasons or geography or whatever?
Yes, so there's a few texts after coming in already. Someone texting, I always wanted to be a nurse, but went into Bosch and Lomb, one of the first to train there, stayed there for years, raised 6 children, and now I'm a healthcare support assistant, the nearest I'll get to being a nurse. But I have to say, fair play to you for going back and training as a healthcare support assistant. And you're helping people every single day and doing the job that, you know, nurses do, and having that kind of interpersonal kind of relationship with patients is such an important job. And fair play to you after you know, rearing 6 children and working all those years. Another text coming in. I always wanted to be a music teacher. I was lucky enough to achieve my goal, but 20 years down the road, I'm still looking for a permanent job. So, you know, there is kind of difficulties that comes with maybe following your dream job and going down that road.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I suppose the satisfaction can often, you know, when you are working in it, it does make up for it to an extent, because if you love what you do, it does make a difference. And I wanted to work on the QE2, as it was called back in the day, but was unsuccessful, and that was back in the early 1970s.
The QE2, eh? Surely it was everybody's dream to make it to the QE2. What a life that would have been. A couple of WhatsApps. I went back to uni at 40 after 20 years in a good job in a corporate company, but it wasn't my passion, it says. Love my work now. Hardest thing is taking a hit on the financials. I'm now being paid a grad salary, but it's okay. You make it work and I'm happy because money isn't everything.
Yeah, I think that's it's really honourable to like have that dream and decide, you know what, after a certain point in my life, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and study. Like, I really admire anyone that does that. I think it's fantastic. Another message here, which is interesting as well. Even though you might have a dream job, you might find a job that you love in a completely different field that, you know, not completely different, but a different field, but you equally enjoy it. And you find your dream job by doing. Tracy from the Arkeen Library, you might hear her, she'd be on with Jeff often. She said she loves her job as a librarian in Arkeen. Her dream job, as the people of Waterford make great customers, so it's a joy for her to work there. But when she was younger, she always wanted to read the news or be on television. Well, she's on the radio anyway. You can hear her on Jeff's show on the Fringe often.
And another text here: my dream job would be retired.
Yes, leisurely life.
If I could agree with that more than 100%, I would agree. I have no shame or hesitation in telling you, I would rather be a man of leisure than to do any job.
Yeah, but you know what as well? You'd often wonder that about if you won the lotto or something like that and you had all this money in the world, would you be satisfied by just living a leisurely life,
you
think? You would.
Yes. And anybody who says otherwise is not well.
Not well at all.
I don't trust the person who says, oh, I keep working. No, you wouldn't. And I don't want to know you if you would. Because that's not right.
Yeah, but like, you know, you'd have to like plan out your days and...
Oh, yeah. Drive there, spin there, I'll buy that. Holiday, yeah. Monaco today. Yes, thank you very much. Not a bother. That would be the life
for me. I don't know. I think I'd have to do something. I'd lose
my head. Yeah, holiday. Go climb a mountain. Go like meet people. Like, but you tell me, my alarm would be going off at half 5.
But who's going to be around all the time?
Oh, you'd find your people. If you won 100 million on the lotto, you'd find your people.
But would they be your true friends?
You'd just buy new ones.